This is Perth Live with Oliver Peterson.
4:09, as we continue to marvel at the success of our athletes in Japan, I think that there is a golden opportunity for Perth to be front and centre of the national celebrations and host the Welcome Home Parade. Right now, our swimmers are beginning their 14-day quarantine program in Howard Springs in Darwin. And then where would they go? Sydney's in lockdown. Brisbane is in lockdown. Melbourne, which traditionally hosts the homecoming parade, is in doubt, with the Victorian government being unable to say whether it is even happening or if it has actually even been planned, as the state still has some very heavy restrictions in place. I, for one, think that we should be throwing the kitchen sink at hosting the Welcome Home Parade with no restrictions here in Perth. We could create an event which would provide the proper acknowledgement to our athletes who have had to compete in front of empty stadiums and empty arenas. Just imagine those thousands of people lining the streets, waving flags, clapping, cheering, and giving our athletes the proper welcome home that they deserve. Not to say the boost that it would bring to our CBD. Who's with me? 133-882. Our swimmers, let's reflect on them for a moment. They've brought extra baggage into quarantine. 20 medals right now, finding a new home in Darwin. 9 of those were gold, 3 silver, 8 bronze. 20 medals again. That is a huge, huge result when it was 10 in Rio, 10 in London for swimming alone, which also coincides, by the way, with Gina Rinehart being appointed the patron of Swimming Australia. And she deserves a lot of credit for this, because swimming was in dire straits after the London Olympics. The gold medal tally for the Tokyo Olympics again, 9 times the tally of the London Olympics. The gold medal tally has also improved since Rio and Tokyo, 3 times the Australian gold medals than in Rio. All over medals doubled from London, similarly from the Rio Olympics. Now, it's probably not talked about very often, but no one has ever matched Gina Rinehart's level of financial support for our Olympic athletes. And she's done this, by the way, for the last 30 years. And this is something I learnt today. Gina Rinehart also provides a number of swimming scholarships to Bond University in Queensland for West Australian and Australian swimmers. She obviously believes our Olympians make great role models. They'll be brilliant ambassadors and they'll probably become future leaders of Australia. The Olympic Games has really come at a time that the world really needed it. You could argue that right now the Games is the tonic for the world. And I reckon that we should celebrate all of our Olympians' achievements with a welcome home parade in restriction-free Perth. Who's with me? 133-882 on the line. From home quarantine is the Lord Mayor of Perth, Basil Zemplis. Good afternoon.
Ollie, hi. Good afternoon to you and good afternoon to all of our 6PR listeners.
I'll come to the parade in just a moment, but putting on your hat as Chief Caller of the Swimming Baz, what a week of competition that was, and congratulations, well done to you, on a fine commentary stint.
Well, Ollie, thank you. I mean, obviously, I had a small role in it, but most importantly, the good deeds of our athletes in the pool, just phenomenal. And look, I had reasonably high expectations for what the team might be able to achieve, given their lead-up form. But to get 9, it was almost 9 out of 9, really, because perhaps Chalmers in the 100 we didn't get, but Zach Stubblety-Cook we didn't expect to get. They probably swapped over. Other than that, everybody that could win just about did. It was a phenomenal performance, and they swam absolutely out of their skin, and it was an absolute pleasure to be able to work with Liesl Jones and Ian Thorpe to bring the swimming coverage to everybody. So thank you. I appreciate that very much.
And how good would the Welcome Home Parade be snaking through St George's Terrace down to perhaps Langley Park or even into Forest Place, putting your mayor's hat back on?
Yeah, look, Ollie, I've got to be honest. Maybe it's great minds think alike, but I was flying back from Melbourne, where we were broadcasting from, and to be honest and to bring your listeners into perspective, I mean, whilst over here we're enjoying a fine quality of life, albeit I'm in home quarantine at the moment, obviously, for 2 weeks. Over on the East Coast, they're still doing it very tough. And it did occur to me that it's not going to be possible to do a welcome home parade, the style of which we've become accustomed to, certainly not in Sydney. I think Melbourne might have some difficulties, and Brisbane has its own issues at the moment. And actually, I must admit, it did occur to me, well, perhaps Perth is in the best place to be able to step up and do that. So, look, I like the idea a lot. As I say, it did run through my mind. I haven't spoken to any government or AOC officials about it, and I'll stress that this is just what I'm thinking right at this time. But if there is a way, and what we do know is the athletes deserve to get the welcome home and recognition that they are accustomed to or that the country has put on in the past. And if we're the only city in the only state in the country that can do it, then I think we should try and do it.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I know the athletes are going to be returning and quarantining in different capital cities, but sticking with the swimming for a moment, they're in Darwin at the moment. Our borders are open to the Northern Territory, Baz, so there's a start.
Yeah, well, exactly, and it would make sense. Look, you'd like to see all the team together. One of the difficulties is, of course, that we're probably another 3 or 4 weeks away from being able to get everybody together in the one place at the one time. And perhaps there'll be a feeling that by then we've moved on to other things. But one thing that is clear, they do deserve the recognition. If it's possible, if there's a way that we might be able to do it, I think we're at least duty-bound for our great athletes' performances to explore the possibility of bringing them all to the one place at the one time to give them the welcome home that they deserve.
And we don't have any restrictions, obviously, at this stage. So we could have tens of thousands of people out there waving the flags, cheering them on, something that was not part of the games to date because they performed, of course, in front of no crowd. So it's almost our duty, Baz. We need to step up.
Look, Ollie, if it can be done, it should be done. Would we love to see our returning Olympians through the city of Perth, into Forest Place, welcomed onto stage, pack the place out, green and gold everywhere? Yes, absolutely we would. Is it going to be logistically possible? We'd need to speak to the federal government. We'd need to speak to the state government. And I know we'd need to speak to the AOC. But look, they deserve it. They put on a great show for our country at a time when our country needed it.
Yeah.
And we are at least duty-bound to explore it, in my opinion.
Agree with you wholeheartedly. Before you go, we had a word on the street a little earlier from Pamela saying the WAC is set to go it alone with the pool. Have you heard anything, Lord Mayor?
I haven't to that effect, no. But we remain open for discussions. And should there be any compromises or any attempts to try and move forward in a different direction, we're always open to the idea. As it stands, the City of Perth's desire is to get on with building an iconic aquatic facility within the City of Perth. But if there is another way, or if there is something else that we should hear, or that either the state government or the WACA wish to discuss with us, well, of course, we are open to sit down and have those discussions.
You enjoy the next couple of weeks of home quarantine. Basil Zemplis, appreciate your time as always. And hopefully we'll be joining forces in the city in the not-too-distant future, welcoming our athletes back to Australia.
Good idea, Ollie. It would be terrific. It would be absolutely brilliant. They deserve it.
They sure do. Basil Zemplis, Lord Mayor of Perth, 133882. I reckon we should host the home parade for our Olympians. Baz agrees. Who is with me? 133882. Terry, g'day.
G'day. I'm sorry, sweetheart, but I'm going to have to disagree on this one. As much as they've earned it,